Hi, this is Marcus Roma here, the director of Pilot Theatre, just giving an update as to what's been going on with the company and sort of give you some information about what's coming up and what's around. It's been a very busy time for us. We're actually in the middle of week two of the rehearsals for Blackbird. Blackbird is a play written by David Harrower, and our associate director, Katie Posner, is, as I say, in the middle of the second week of rehearsal. We're delighted that we've got George Costigan and Charlie Cavell in the company. I'm looking forward to opening the show at York Theatre Royal on October the 20th. So it runs for 3 weeks there and then heads out on tour. So please do come and join us. Come and check it out. It's a fantastic piece of work and we're really excited about it. In other news, our other associate director, Tom Bellaby, has launched Generation Z. This is a new writing prize and project as part of our Platform 11 Plus project. Generation Z is the new demographic of young people between the ages of 11 and 15. And we're looking to writers and people who want to create work, theatre makers, for an idea, for some ideas, some things on paper, the side of an A4, and also some examples of your work. All the details are online. You can check it out, but send it in. There's a prize of £1,000 for the winner. We're also going to be doing some live stream and development of other work, but also you get a chance to come and work with the dramaturgical team for a week, develop the idea and start to work and see how we can work this idea up and make it become a reality. So it's a really exciting project that Tom's heading up there. And this and all the details, as ever, are on our website, which is pilot-theatre.com. In other news, we've been developing what we're calling, it's part of our R&D season, but it's drama on demand. And here we're going to be able to access new work and existing work. When you come into Theatre Royal, you can have it any particular time you want. You can say you want to come in, you want some drama, you want it now. And we're going to be doing that with sort of radio technology. You can pick up audio stuff, see stuff on iPads, see stuff on images, and you can begin to integrate and start to work with a whole area of text and visual stuff we're putting online and putting into your headphones and putting it into the space. So it's an exciting project and part of our R&D work this year. We've already done My Name is Rachel Corrie, and we're also developing some new work from the Generation Z project. It also keys into our new live stream project. We're really delighted because we've taken delivery of our new live stream, which was made by Kinura. And Kinura have been brilliant because we've worked with them over the past 6 months. And they did the live stream for Stronger Together at Northern Stage, for Transform at West Yorkshire Playhouse, and also our TEDx York Day. So they've really been working with us and they've developed this kit, which actually is a plug and play live stream, HD, streaming onto the web. And it streams directly onto our new channel, which is pilot-theatre.tv. And here we're going to be planning to roll out a programme of work, which are going to include rehearsed readings, new work, new texts, Q&A, discussions, debates, things that we can put online, things that we can actually go live with. And we're planning to do this every Friday between 1 and 2 p.m. where we're going to invite people to join us, to share ideas, to share online, also to receive and get new work, hear new work, have a chance to chat to new writers, new directors, and really have a kind of a live stream channel, which is around developments of new work and new possibilities, new engagement and new sharing. So we're really excited to start rolling that out towards the end of October and into November this year. We're also launching this Friday our umbrella project with Hannah Nicklin. And it's, if you want to follow on Twitter, it's at Umbrella Project, and it's umbrellaproject.co.uk. Here we're doing, we're kind of collecting stories, we're looking for new ideas and new stories. We're launching this on Friday with a whole number you can sort of phone in, you can leave your stories, you can share stuff with the team. And also those will then develop into story walks, which will happen through York throughout October and November. And all of those things are really extraordinarily new for us, which is really exciting because, as I say, we're building up a whole kind of portfolio of new work with new artists. The other thing is that we've got a new draft that's come through from Roy Williams of The Loneliness, The Long Distance Run, and we're really chuffed about that because it's a fantastic first draft. And Roy's an extraordinarily talented writer, and it's a fantastic piece of work. And we're really looking forward to putting that on the road, which is next year, which is not till September 12. But clearly we're in pre-production for that now in terms of ideas and developing that piece of work. As we're also really developing a new piece of work with Slung Low and also with Mike Kenny for a project the following year, which is a big canvas project using York. And it's called Blood, Sweat and Chocolate, looking at the kind of history of the city, but also the narrative of the city and the story of the Rowntrees family and their influence in terms of social policy and stories that have happened throughout the city. So again, we're really excited around that. So as you can see, it's kind of a busy time. We've got lots of stuff and lots of irons in the fire. There's stuff going on all the time with our European project. And as I say, we had a meeting a couple of weeks ago where Tom Bellaby met all the directors and writers because he's going to be directing a piece in the Czech Republic next.